This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. This November, Colorado voters will be asked to weigh school funding against Tabor refunds after state lawmakers passed a bill this week to put a question on the ballot. Ray Solomon reports for CPR News.
Backers say Colorado schools are starved for money and have been for decades.
We are woefully underfunded. We cannot provide our students and our educators and therefore our communities the education that they deserve.
That's Democratic Representative Jennifer Bacon of Denver. She's one of the main sponsors of the proposal, asking voters to let the state keep more tax money instead of giving it back to taxpayers as Tabor refunds. It's expected to increase K-12 spending by roughly $500 million over the next 2 years.
It should be spent to hire more educators, to reduce class sizes, and to provide our students with 21st century resources.
Opponents say the money belongs to taxpayers, and the proposed ballot language is misleading because it doesn't spell out that it would cut into Tabor refunds. Historically, Tabor has been popular with voters. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
It's the final week of Aspen's annual ski recycling program, which turns used equipment into furniture. Saturday is the last day to turn in old and broken skis, bindings, snowboards, and poles to the Rio Grande Recycling Center. Helmets are not accepted. The city partners with the Manitou-based company Colorado Ski Furniture. The program diverted more than 1,200 pounds of gear from the landfill last year. In Denver, there's a slight chance for a scattered thunderstorm overnight. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 87. This is CPR News.